earlier report has intimated that Mr. Haynes might have indicated Ray could not stand trial. I contradicted on a sale from the stand. Mr. Haynes has denied this. There has been no proof that in fact such earlier report existed. This is not, Your Honor, we submit, type of statement of publicity that is prescribed in these orders. In fact, there's no statement at all. There's no allegation that there was a statement. Well, then, in fact, anyone heard it.
Your Honor,
times that the only quotes and the only marks attributed to Mr. Haynes have been those he had made in open court and styled in writing, inasmuch as those are the only and the sole grounds for this proceeding. I move that he be found not guilty of any contempt and the petition against him dismissed.
May it please Your Honor, again we, on behalf of the respondent, Renfro T. Hayes, renew the motion to dismiss the petition for contempt and the Sire Bishop issued against him. And for grounds, we again assert that, number one, Mr. Birch, who is the apparent chairman of this committee appointed by the court, was on the very day that Martin Luther King Jr. was killed, that he was the attorney for Martin Luther King on that day. And we say that the prejudice toward the state, that he has shown his prejudice here in this courtroom today. The newspaper articles made exhibits to the petition and admitted into evidence by Your Honor, we say, are not proof of what Mr. Hayes said, if he said anything at all. Mr. Birch, when he introduced the newspaper articles and I objected, he very quickly said that he was seeking to introduce the articles for the purpose of proving notice of orders only and not for proving truth of the matters asserted in the articles, and that he was seeking to prove that the orders of this court were disseminated in the broadest way possible through the newspaper. Your Honor has seen fit to admit the newspaper articles into evidence over objection. And again, I contend to Your Honor that it's hearsay and it's not proof of the matter asserted, and that they have sought here to do what this court has sought to prevent in its orders, that is, try people by newspapers, and they have sought to try Mr. Hayes by newspaper articles, hearsay evidence. Mr. Hayes filed an answer on September 23, 1968, in which he denied each and every allegation set out and contained in the petition for contempt. The two newspaper articles were made exhibits A and B to the petition for contempt and incorporated by reference. He denied the petition and all of the exhibits thereto in his answer. And he has taken the stand here today under oath that he has denied the newspaper article of September the 12th, the first paragraph, which says the health of James Earl Ray charged with slaying Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is so threatened for by security measures enforced at the Shelby County Jail that he may not be able to stand trial as scheduled November 12th, a private detective employed by Ray's attorney said last night. Mr. Hayes denied that under oath. The attorneys bringing the petition have not adduced any evidence or any testimony whatsoever to contradict Mr. Hayes' denial on the stand. Even the newspaper reporter himself, who allegedly wrote this article, Mr. Charles Edmondson, has not taken a stand in an attempt to refute what Mr. Hayes said from the stand. Mr. Hayes denied paragraph 2 of the article, which says Renfro T. Hayes, 40-year-old investigator with offices in the Commerce Tower building, compared some of the conditions in Ray's cell with devices used by communist police agents to destroy the health and balance of their victims. Hayes denied that. The attorney for the bringing the petition didn't put on any proof, any rebuttal whatsoever to contradict his statement. Mr. Hayes' denial now stands. stands before this court, I submit, uncontradicted and undenied by anybody. Now, he admitted some of the paragraphs. He admitted paragraph 4 that reads, Arthur Haynes, Grady's attorney, complaining of the same items to criminal court judge Deputy Preston Battle. Preliminary hearing Friday, Mr. Haynes was instructed to put his complaint in writing. The written complaint is expected to be argued at another hearing Wednesday. Mr. Haynes admitted that. He happened to be present in the honor's court on September the 6th, 1968, when Mr. Haynes sought to get that matter to the court. So we say to your honor that the committee has come in with their petition for contempt, asking your honor to hold Mr. Hayes and these other respondents in contempt of your honor's orders and decrees. They have not carried the burden of proof. They have not yet made out a prima facie case. They brought in hearsay testimony. They brought in newspaper articles that we can't cross-examine, a newspaper article. No proof whatsoever that the respondent Renfro T. Hayes ever made any statements at all to Mr. Edmonds. His testimony stands at this moment before this court uncontradicted and undenied. We respectfully submit that your honor should dismiss this sire petition and petition for contempt against the respondent Renfro T. Hayes.
Motion to quash on behalf of Mr. Hamilton and Mr.